commitments, we're going to have a plan, we're going to have design, we're going to have lighting information.
Haynes' new plan for port development starts with a new committee and time to show off your Tlingit artwork. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more coming up. The road out of Juneau is getting a little longer this year. Crews are extending Glacier Highway, the capital city's northernmost land route. It's a step in what officials hope will be an approximately 50-mile highway to the north and west along Lynn Canal. Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan told the Juneau Chamber of Commerce last week that construction is ongoing.
We are well on our way to being able to complete that about 3-mile extension this fall. And it'll be a gravel road out there initially. We'll eventually get out there to probably put a chip seal on it, and then eventually we'll improve it beyond that.
The work involves widening and upgrading an existing gravel road from Glacier Highway's current end to Cascade Point on Berners Bay. Miller Construction won that contract for the $2.5 million project. Plans for the longer road to the Katsahine River are less clear. A new ferry terminal would be built, connecting drivers to Skagway and Haynes. Environmental groups sued to block the road. Two federal courts have ruled that planners should have considered improved ferry service as an alternative to laying down pavement. That's blocked plans to begin construction. Lucan says his staff, the governor's office, and the Federal Highway Administration are considering what to do next.
And really, it boils down to kind of two options. We can either appeal to the Supreme Court, or we can conduct a supplemental environmental impact statement that addresses the issues that the Ninth Circuit brought up in their ruling.
He says either option would take up to 2 years. Both could take place at the same time. The Haynes Borough is taking another step towards developing the Haynes Port. The Assembly this week heard from the Borough Manager on the idea of forming a Haynes Port Development Steering Committee. The group would be tasked with completing a study for port development to serve the Yukon. Members of the public and the manager have also said they think the study should additionally look into the port serving interior Alaska. Manager Mark Ernest said the group would also work with a paid consultant. He told the Assembly earlier this week he's currently preparing a request for qualifications for such services to help in the effort.
This is something that is very important. It is part of any kind of a port development plan. We're going to be seeking data funds like Skagway did, the loans. We're going to have commitments. We're going to have a plan. We're going to have design. We're going to have live information for the state to authorize the issuance of funds.
A committee wouldn't replace the Assembly when it came to big decisions, Ernest urged. The panel would include borough officials and members of the business community, especially the major users of the LUTAC dock, where shipping occurs and the state ferry ties up.
I did want to also say that in terms of the composition of the committee, it's a starting point. I think that this was, the minimal amount of participants, and again, I think once we get the process going and get input, that the composition can accommodate additional perspectives.
Ernest says he's worked on similar projects twice in the past when he was employed in municipal government in Unalaska, and promises this is only the beginning of a very lengthy process.
There's a tremendous amount of work that needs to go into this before we can secure loans, and we're working to that end.
Assemblyman Steve Vick, also a member of the Commerce Committee, offered his opinion on the idea.
I support the idea of a steering committee for this. I think port development is economic development. We've been talking about giving a deep carbon port since I've been on the Assembly. I think taking the steps that we're going to take towards creating that is the right thing to do, and it's the right time to do it.
According to Manager Ernest, the committee's plan should include putting together port configuration concepts that the borough could use to make decisions on port investments. It would include comparisons with ports like Skagway and Stewart and recommend implementation plans for the short term, medium, and long term. Ernest further broke down that timeline in his manager's report for Tuesday's regular assembly meeting. It notes that some short term goals are to review funding options, bring regulatory agencies into the discussion, develop a full project description, clarify land ownership issues, and undertake necessary environmental studies. There was some comment from a member of the public, Stephanie Scott, and discussion among the assembly about whether the effort would be in competition or collaboration with Skagway, which is light years ahead of Haines in terms of port development. Assemblyman Vick.
And I concur with what Stephanie had said, and also I think we all agreed when we went to Skagway it was a collaboration that we were talking about, not a competition. So I think both communities are looking for equal enhancements.
Assemblyman Rossman wasn't so sure.
I think that it is a competitive thing because Skagway and Valdez very much compete for any business we're going to get, for anything that happens, whether it's a pipeline or else. So unless we take the initiative and look at it that way, we're just going to stand back and they're going to run over us and we're not going to get nothing.
In comparison, Skagway worked with a company to develop their port development plan in 2008. In it, there was an examination of Haines transportation infrastructure, along with then plans for improvement. It also assessed potential demand for the Haines port and its competitiveness versus other ports and modes of transport for the delivery of goods to and from the Yukon and Alaska interior. The funding for the Haines effort, of course, isn't set in stone and will eventually be comprised of several different sources, but it does include a $120,000 FY12 legislative appropriation and a $30,000 borough assembly appropriation. Ernest says some of the essential core work that would need to happen could be eligible for grant funding from the state.
You know, the dock face, we've got some concerns about the depth of the water at the dock face. Some places it's round, it's my understanding around 35, 37 feet. With new vessels that we may want to look at modification of the dock face or extending the dock out a distance. So these are all more engineering issues and collaboration with shippers to find out what the needs are.
The manager recommended to the assembly that the mayor chair the new Haines Port Steering Committee and bring in representatives from Alaska Marine Lines, Delta Western, 2 assembly members, and 2 at-large business members to work with a consultant. The plan, says Ernest, is to have the ad hoc committee functional until port development is complete. State officials say they have no immediate plans to move the Marine Highway Reservations Office from Juneau to Ketchikan, but they confirm it is on a long-term list of possible system changes. The office remained in the capital city when most other headquarters functions were relocated about 7 years ago. Ferry Chief Mike Neusel says the Ketchikan headquarters does not have the space or bandwidth capacity needed for reservations.
It's not moving yet, or maybe never moving, but it's being studied based on looking at all different efficiencies and ways to make the Marine Highway system more efficient. We look at all avenues to do that.
The reservations office employs 22 people in a building next to the State Transportation Department's Southeast Regional Office near Juneau's Glacier Highway. Neusel says a move has been on a list of budget review items for several years without action.
It was in there again this year in that discussion as a potential efficiency for the Marine Highway system to take advantage of using that staff more than just for reservations, but making it more of a combined reservations and marketing staff. And right now our marketing staff is in Ketchikan and our reservation staff is in Juneau.
The Marine Highway System's headquarters is in the old Ketchikan Pulp Company's administration building in Ward Cove. State officials are considering options for a new building at a nearby site. They've purchased land and have money for design. Tlingit art is very much alive in the Tokat Valley. Every year, more and more residents, Native or not, take their first traditional Native art classes in drum making, drawing, carving. And often behind the scenes, the more practiced artists in the valley refine Tlingit weaving, jewelry making, and painting. If you were or are any part of this movement, dig out your creations for the Haines Native Art Fair, happening Friday at the Hainesboro Public Library.
We just want to connect with the whole community and want everyone to know about the Native people that live here and want to continue those traditions.
Yolanta Ryan is organizing the Friday Fair along with artists from Klukwan, like Lonnie Hotch.
She has a lot of connections with the demonstrators that are coming, which are going to be doing some carving and spinning and weaving. And then there's the talk at 7.
Steve Henriksen, curator of collections at the Alaska State Museum, is speaking at 7 p.m. Friday at the library to end the day of activities. The whole thing starts at 10 a.m. with a viewing and judging of local art pieces, continues with art demonstrations at 4 p.m. from notable artists, and prizes for local artists who submit their work. And that part is key. The library is encouraging artists of all levels to share their work for just one day.
We're encouraging all stages.
If you did any wood carving, basket or wool weaving, digital work, drum making, leather work, drawing, painting, felt applique, jewelry work, or beading that's Native art themed, you are exactly what the library is looking for. There's also a youth category for ages 10 to 18. Prizes are awarded Friday evening and include gift certificates to Haynes businesses. Artwork can be brought to the library Thursday or by noon on Friday. Artwork can be returned to the artist as soon as Friday evening. Canadian Army cadets will be among the hikers on the Chilkoot Trail next week. 16 cadets and 3 officers from across Canada are heading out on a trip they're calling the Royal Canadian Army Cadet International Expedition. It begins in Gustavus on Sunday with 4 days of sea kayaking in Glacier Bay National Park, then continues with 4 days of hiking on the Chilkoot Trail. They'll end in Skagway on September 6th. The expedition's theme this year is The Last Frontier, and it's meant to offer a firsthand understanding of the historical significance of the Chilkoot Trail in the development of the Klondike region. The cadet program is a national program for Canadian youth aged 12 to 18. It's sponsored by the Department of National Defense, that's defense with a C, and 3 civilian organizations. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for his help with this report.